This is Anna Carmo with UN News. Millions are trafficked around the world each year, and more than 70% of them are women, according to UN figures. In an interview with UN News, Hilary Bedema, chairperson of the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW, says that poverty, male impunity, and forced migration are just a few of the factors boosting the numbers. Speaking on the rights of women trafficking victims, Ms. Bedema called on countries not to complicate asylum procedures, and CEDAW is scheduled to release recommendations on combating trafficking of migrants next month. Ms. Bedema spoke to UN News' Shirin Yassin and started by explaining the broader definition of trafficking women and girls, which is usually linked to sexual exploitation.
Indeed, as you've pointed out, trafficking is wider than that. And the definition that we are guided by is the definition in the UN Convention to Prevent, Suppress and Punish Trafficking in Persons, especially of women. That is what is called the Trafficking Protocol. And under this definition, trafficking in persons means recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, receiving people, using threats or force, abduction, using abuse of power, and doing all this for the purpose of exploitation. Now, it is the exploitation that could be prostitution. It could also be forced labor. It could be slavery or practices similar to slavery, contemporary forms of slavery, servitude, or the removal of organs. So it's that wide. And when there is exploitation involved, it is irrelevant that the person trafficking has given their consent.
Do we have some latest figures and numbers about people who are victims of trafficking?
Yes, the latest figures we have, which are reproduced in the concept paper, are from 2017. And they are the ILO figures that show that 71% of them is women.
How come this number is increasing, and how come we have 71% of the victims of women and girls, with everything, with all the efforts being exerted, with everything being done? What does it indicate that this number is increasing?
The easiest understood would be probably the financial, I will not call it benefit, but what accrues financially to the trafficker. And it is put in the neighborhood of about 99 billion a year. The second is impunity, because those who are involved in this are not adequately, promptly, swiftly, and harshly punished enough to serve as a disincentive. The third area would be the more structural areas. And these are the areas that deal with our concepts of women. Poverty, that women are disproportionately poor. The fact that their access to formal work that is subject to labor inspections is weaker. The more systemic problems of women not being able to speak their mind, male impunity, male entitlement, women's low positions. Then we have other factors like migration, in which context this is, natural disasters, technological innovations, by which means women are lured into trafficking and coerced because they don't also have enough information, the deception part. We also can come to the legal framework, weak laws, weak implementation.
So one thing during my research that I read about the rights of women who are victims of trafficking is that they are actually have the right for asylum seeking.
Yes.
If you can elaborate more on that, and also if you can tell us about what other rights that women are not aware of and they need to know if they were victims of trafficking.
First of all, the whole issue around migration and safe migration is one that we should be engaging with more. Women often do not have the information. They do not have the networks. And therefore, we find that they are more vulnerable. There's also the issue about sector-specific migration. What sectors do women tend to go into when they migrate? informal employment, sometimes forced prostitution, the care economy. Some countries have now mounted very rigorous campaigns within their countries, spelling these areas out, educating women, ensuring that they have a full information pack before they venture on this kind of migration.